Welcome to the Deep Dive. Ready to peek into the future?
Always.
Today, we're diving into the world of project management software.
Specifically, what's coming in 2025.
We've got some seriously cool insights from tools of the trade, best project management software to stay on track for 2025.
Should be useful for anyone looking to boost their productivity, whether they're leading teams, tackling personal projects,
or like me, trying to juggle a million side hustles.
We're seeing a ton of innovation right now.
And AI is playing a huge role, right?
It's completely reshaping the way we think about managing projects.
Okay, so before we get into the nitty-gritty of specific tools,
sure.
Why is project management software so important in the first place?
Right.
I mean, can't we just stick with the good old to-do list?
Well, you could, but imagine trying to wrangle a team, say 10 people.
Yeah.
Multiple deadlines, everything intertwined, using only to-do lists.
Yeah, that sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Total chaos. The Project Management Institute, they found that organizations using project management software, they have a 28% higher project success rate.
Wow, that's huge.
It's because these tools act like a central hub, bringing everything and everyone together.
So you're saying better collaboration, better decisions.
Exactly, and all driven by data. You can see everything at a glance, track progress, spot those little problems.
Before they turn into big ones.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No more flying blind.
Makes sense. Okay, so our source article highlights 6 top tools for 2025.
Okay.
Instead of just listing them, I thought we could group them by themes. What do you think?
Love that idea.
Great. Let's start with what I'd call the all-in-one powerhouses.
Ah, yes. The heavy hitters. In that category, we've got 2 strong contenders. Notion and ClickUp.
Perfect. Let's start with Notion. I've heard so much buzz about it. What's your take on why it's become so popular?
Well, I think it's because of its versatility. It's a digital workspace where you can literally do almost anything. Manage projects, jot down notes, create documents.
Even track your habits, right?
Exactly. It's all about that customization, that flexibility. You build it the way you want.
So it's more than just project management.
Definitely. It's like a central hub for your entire work life.
Yeah.
Your ideas.
Yeah.
You can have different workspaces for different parts of your life.
Oh, that's interesting. And within each workspace?
You can have a bunch of pages for notes, for projects, databases, and more.
Okay, so you tailor it to your own way of working.
Precisely.
That's appealing, especially for someone like me who likes having everything in one place. But, and maybe this is just me, all those options, they can feel a little bit overwhelming. There's a bit of a learning curve, wouldn't you say?
True. Notion can be a little intimidating at first just because it's so open-ended.
Yeah.
But once you get the hang of it,
yeah,
it's insanely powerful.
Oh, I bet.
Think of it like a blank canvas. You can create absolutely anything you can imagine. And the best part is that it's always evolving.
Always adding new stuff.
New features, integrations, the whole works. I hear they're doing some cool things with AI in 2025.
Oh, tell me about it.
They're adding things like AI-powered smart summaries to boil down those long meetings or documents into key takeaways.
So no more spending hours wading through pages of notes.
Exactly. And get this, they're working on AI-powered workflow suggestions.
Workflow suggestions? What does that even mean?
Well, the AI analyzes how you're currently doing things.
Uh-huh.
And then it actually suggests ways to be more efficient. It's like having an AI assistant streamlining your entire workflow.
Wow. No wonder everyone's so excited about Notion. It's like a personal assistant for your brain.
It really is.
But before we get carried away, you mentioned another all-in-one powerhouse, ClickUp.
Right. ClickUp is great if you want one platform to manage everything. It has a similar range of features as Notion.
So like task management, time tracking.
All that. Goal setting, creating documents, collaborating with your team, the works. And it even has different views. You can choose whichever makes sense for you.
Different views. Like what?
You've got your list view, board view, which is kind of like Trello. We'll talk about that later. And even Gantt charts.
That's cool. So if Notion is like a blank canvas, would you say ClickUp is more like a studio? You know, where you have everything laid out and ready to go?
Perfect analogy. It's a bit more structured out of the box.
Okay.
But still super customizable. You can tweak the interface, create custom workflows, even build dashboards to track your progress.
I like that.
And they're really focused on making it user-friendly, even with all those features.
That's good to hear. Because, you know, some people find all-in-one tools a bit intimidating.
It can be a lot. But ClickUp does a good job of breaking it down. They've got great tutorials.
Oh, that's good.
And a very active user community. Plus, in 2025, they're giving the interface a makeover.
A makeover.
Making it even more intuitive. And they're adding some cool new AI features. Think workflow optimization, automating those boring, repetitive tasks.
Sounds like ClickUp and Notion are on a mission to make project management
more accessible.
Yeah, and efficient for everyone, from newbies to seasoned pros.
Exactly. They want to empower people to just get things done.
And that's what it's all about, right? We've all been there, disorganized projects, missed deadlines.
The stress.
Exactly. Having the right tools, it can make a huge difference. But let's move beyond the all-in-one world for a moment.
Sure.
What other types of project management tools are out there?
Well, for those who like to see the big picture, the visual folks who thrive on collaboration.
Okay, I like where this is going.
There's a category I call the visual collaboration champions.
Love it.
These tools make it easy to see your work and, more importantly, to work together seamlessly.
So teamwork makes the dream work.
Exactly. And two big names in this category are Monday.com and Trello.
Okay, let's talk Monday.com first. I've seen their ads everywhere.
Yeah.
But honestly, I'm not sure what makes them stand out from the crowd.
Well, Monday.com, they're known for their drag-and-drop interface.
Yeah.
Super intuitive.
Ah, I like that.
Plus, the design is really appealing. Makes project management feel fun, collaborative, less like a chore.
Okay, I'm listening.
And they have tons of customizable templates, so you don't have to start from scratch.
So you have a framework, but you can tweak it to fit your needs.
You got it. And the collaboration features are top-notch.
Like what?
Real-time chat, easy file sharing, task assignments. You can instantly see who's doing what.
All in one place.
Exactly.
Sounds like Monday.com really wants to make project management social, but is it powerful enough for those really complex projects? Or is it more for smaller teams, simpler tasks?
Oh, it can definitely handle complexity.
Yeah.
But where it shines is in its simplicity and ease of use.
So if you're new to project management,
it's a great starting point. Or if you just prefer a visual approach, very collaborative.
Got it.
And they're not stopping there. They're bringing in AI, and it's getting really interesting.
Oh, tell me more.
Well, in 2025, they're rolling out enhanced AI capabilities. Think workload balancing.
Workload balancing. So like the AI makes sure everyone has a manageable amount of work.
Exactly. No more burnout.
Mm.
They're also developing AI-powered predictive analytics.
Predictive. So it looks ahead.
It looks at your past projects, finds patterns, and can predict potential bottlenecks or delays.
Before they happen.
Before they happen. It's like having a virtual project manager constantly scanning the horizon.
That could save so much time and stress. So Monday.com's embracing the AI revolution. But what about Trello?
Ah, yes, Trello, the OG of visual project management.
Right. It's so simple. Just drag and drop cards to move tasks through different stages.
It's basically a digital Kanban board.
Kanban?
Yeah. It's a visual system originated in Japan, all about seeing your workflow, limiting what's in progress at any one time, and maximizing efficiency.
Ah, so that's where it comes from. I always love those Trello power-ups.
Those are great. You can add power-ups for things like syncing your calendar, tracking your time, connecting with other apps like Slack or Google Drive.
Here.
The possibilities are endless.
So you can build your own customized project management toolkit.
Exactly.
It sounds perfect for those who want a straightforward visual tool, easy to tailor to their needs.
It really is.
But how's Trello keeping up with all the AI advancements?
They're not falling behind. In 2025, they're integrating with OpenAI's API.
OpenAI, as in the folks behind.
ChatGPT, all of that.
Yeah.
This means you'll be able to use AI within Trello to generate task descriptions.
Oh, wow.
Summarize cards, even automate certain actions. Imagine you're working on a project.
Yeah.
And you say to the AI, hey, create a task card for writing a blog post.
And it just does it.
Just like that. A card with all the details ready to go.
That's incredible. It's amazing how AI is making these tools so user-friendly, like having a virtual assistant for everything.
It really is. Ugh. Okay, so we've covered the all-in-one powerhouses like Notion and ClickUp.
Right.
And the visual collaboration champions, Monday.com and Trello.
What else is there?
Well, what about those bigger organizations? You know, the ones with teams working on super complex projects, lots of moving pieces.
You're right. We need tools that can handle that kind of heavy lifting. Where do they fit in?
Great question. For those projects, we have what I call the structured systems.
Structured systems. Okay, I'm intrigued.
These are the tools built for those really intricate projects, those big teams.
Lots of moving parts.
Exactly. They're all about detailed tracking, providing that structured framework to keep even the most complicated project on course.
Got it. So maybe not as flashy as Monday.com.
Right.
Or as flexible as Notion.
Sure.
But they excel in different ways.
Exactly. When you need serious organization, these are your go-tos.
So which tools are we talking about here?
The two big players in this category are Asana and Smartsheet.
Asana, I've heard that name before.
They both offer really robust features: task management, dependency tracking, reporting, team collaboration, you name it.
Okay, let's start with Asana. I've always associated them with those big teams, complex projects. What makes them so well suited for that kind of work?
Well, one of Asana's biggest strengths is its structured approach to task management.
Okay.
You mentioned earlier how some people find Notion overwhelming because it's so open-ended.
Yeah, too many possibilities.
Well, Asana is the opposite. It gives you a really clear framework.
I like that.
You've got sections for projects, for tasks, subtasks, who's assigned to what, due dates. Everything has its place.
So it's like having a blueprint. Everyone knows exactly what they should be doing and when.
Exactly. Plus, Asana's got these powerful features for tracking dependencies between tasks. Let's say you're working on a product launch.
Okay, yeah.
You can actually set it up so the marketing team can't launch their campaign until the development team finishes building the new feature.
That's smart. So no one's held up waiting for someone else to finish their part.
Exactly. No bottlenecks. Everything runs smoothly. But Asana's not just about structure.
Right. They've got to have good collaboration features, too.
Oh, absolutely. You can comment on tasks, share files, have conversations right within the platform, get real-time progress updates. And one of my favorite features is their timeline view. It's basically a Gantt chart, a visual overview of the whole project schedule.
I've heard good things about that. It's like seeing the project from above, right? You see the milestones, the deadlines, all those connections.
You got it. Super helpful for project managers who need to keep track of everything. And the best part.
Here's the best part.
Asana is not shying away from AI. In 2025, they're bringing in some really exciting new AI-powered features.
Ooh, like what?
Well, one I'm particularly excited about is AI-powered task suggestions.
So the AI is basically helping you manage the project.
It's like having an assistant. The AI looks at the project, your team's workload, even past performance, and then suggests the most logical next steps. It can even assign tasks to the right people.
Wow. That's taking some serious brain power off the project manager's plate.
Exactly. Teams can work much more efficiently. And it's not just about automating tasks. It's about using AI to actually help us make smarter decisions.
Okay, so Asana's got a lot going on. But we can't forget about Smartsheet. What makes them different?
Smartsheet is more popular with the big companies, you know, enterprises, working on those data-heavy projects.
Makes sense.
One of their biggest draws is that it feels familiar. If you're comfortable working with spreadsheets,
you'll pick it up right away.
Exactly. It's got a similar interface, but with way more power and flexibility.
So it's like a spreadsheet on steroids.
Exactly. And they have amazing features for things like tracking project budgets, managing resources, creating detailed reports. Plus, it integrates with a ton of other software systems.
Oh, that's important for big companies. They need everything to connect.
Exactly. They don't want data silos.
Yeah.
And what about those cool AI features we've been talking about?
Right. Is Smartsheet getting in on that action?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, they're going all in on AI.
Okay. Tell me everything.
They're developing some very advanced AI capabilities specifically for predicting project outcomes and allocating resources.
Wait. So it's like they're building a crystal ball for project management.
In a way, yes. The AI analyzes tons of data from your past projects.
Looking for patterns.
Looking for patterns. And then it makes predictions about how your current project is likely to go.
So you can see potential problems before they even happen. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
It's all about being proactive, not reactive. And that's what AI brings to project management.
So it's not just about managing tasks anymore. It's about strategy.
Exactly. Okay, so we've talked about six different tools.
A lot of information.
Each one with its own strengths and weaknesses.
And we've seen how AI is changing everything.
Making these tools smarter, more efficient, and way more user-friendly.
Totally. But with all these advancements happening, where do you see project management going in the future? What other trends should we be keeping an eye on?
That's a great question. I think we're just scratching the surface of what's possible with AI. But one trend that I'm particularly excited about is the rise of integration ecosystems.
Integration ecosystems. Okay, you're going to have to explain that one.
Project management software isn't an isolated thing anymore.
Okay.
It's becoming much more connected to the other platforms and tools we use every single day.
Ah, so it's all about breaking down those walls between different parts of our work, right? Making things more seamless.
Exactly. Imagine your project management tool automatically updates your CRM system when a deal closes. Or your team's progress is reflected in their performance reviews.
That's next level.
That's the power of integrations.
It's about creating a more connected work environment.
Absolutely. And speaking of connection, collaboration is becoming more and more important these days, especially with remote and hybrid work.
Makes sense.
So we're seeing a lot of cool new features that make it easier to communicate in real time, brainstorm ideas, share feedback, all within these project management tools.
So it's not just about managing tasks. It's about creating a space where teams can really work together no matter where they are.
Exactly. And with all these tools becoming so integrated into our work lives, we're also seeing a big emphasis on the user experience.
I mean, that's huge, right? Sometimes we get so caught up in all the features.
All the bells and whistles.
Exactly. That we forget about the people actually using them.
It's true. No one wants to use a tool that's clunky or confusing.
That just makes things more complicated.
Right. So there's a big push to make these tools more visually appealing, intuitive, and customizable.
So project management shouldn't just be effective, it should be enjoyable.
Exactly. Finding that balance between power and user-friendliness, that's the sweet spot.
So we've covered a lot of ground today. We've explored all these different tools.
Talked about AI.
And looked at the big trends shaping the future of project management. But before we wrap up, let's bring it back to our listener. All these possibilities are great, but how do you actually choose the right tool for your needs?
Right. It can feel a bit overwhelming with so many options out there. It really can. I think the first thing is don't panic. Just take a step back.
Okay, breathe.
Exactly. And think about what you actually need, what your goals are. There's no one size fits all.
So no magic bullets.
Nope. It's all about finding the best tool for you.
So where do you even start?
Start by asking yourself a few questions.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, first, what's the scope of your projects? Mostly solo stuff. Or are you working with a team?
Makes sense. A one-person band probably doesn't need the same firepower as a global team, right?
Right. The size of your team, how complex your projects are, those are big factors in choosing the right tool.
Okay, so team size, project complexity, what else?
Think about how you like to work.
My work style.
Yeah. Do you crave structure, lots of organization, or do you prefer a more flexible go-with-the-flow approach?
So if I'm a spreadsheet fanatic, I might love Asana or Smartsheet. But if I'm a visual person, more drag and drop, maybe Trello or Monday.com is a better fit.
Exactly. And don't forget your budget.
Oh, right. The all-important budget.
Some tools have free plans, but the features are limited. Others are subscription-based.
You got to figure out what features you really need and how much you're willing to spend.
Absolutely. But beyond all those practical things, I think there's a gut feeling, too.
Oh, like a vibe check?
Kind of. The best tool is one you actually enjoy using.
Right. It should feel good, even a little bit fun.
If you dread opening your project management app, well, that's a problem.
Yeah, what's the point of a tool that stresses you out? It should make you feel empowered, organized.
Motivated to get things done.
Exactly.
And my last piece of advice, don't be afraid to experiment.
Play around a bit.
Exactly. Most tools offer free trials.
Oh, that's smart.
Test them out, see what clicks.
Like trying on shoes before you buy them.
Exactly.
You know, this whole conversation has really gotten me thinking. Project management isn't just for work projects, is it?
It's a life skill.
It's life management.
A lot of people think it's just for big corporations, those super complicated projects. But the truth is, you can apply project management to anything.
Anything. I like that.
Planning a wedding, writing a book, launching your side hustle, even just getting your finances in order.
All those to-do lists swirling around in my head.
Exactly. Project management can help. It keeps you focused, organized, motivated, and with AI.
AI is the secret sauce, isn't it?
It's making these tools even more accessible, easier to use.
For everyone.
It's like having your own personal productivity coach in your pocket.
I love that image.
I'm so excited to see how all of this continues to evolve, how it's going to help people achieve their goals.
Me too. It feels like we're entering a new era of productivity.
Working smarter, not harder.
Exactly. So to wrap up our deep dive today, the big takeaway is project management isn't just for CEOs and project managers.
It's for anyone.
These skills, these tools.
They can benefit everyone.
Anyone who wants to make real progress, achieve their goals, no matter how big or small.
Exactly. And with all this incredible tech.
Right. It's mind-blowing.
There's never been a better time to get on board with project management.
Whether you're running a business, pursuing a passion.
Or just trying to get your life together.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And remember, the most important thing is to find a tool that
fits your needs
and works for you. Don't be afraid to experiment. Find what you love.
Exactly.
This has been such a fascinating conversation. Thanks for being here and sharing your expertise.
My pleasure. I always enjoy these deep dives.
And thanks to all of you for listening to The Deep Dive. We hope you found this exploration insightful and inspiring. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deeper into the topics that matter to you.